Take a close look at the nation's National Guard and Reserve units, and you'll find a lot of civilian feds. From enlisted to officer, plenty of feds make up a substantial chunk of the Guard and Reserve. But for years, that's meant a significant pay cut for them.
Well, things may change, as we learn from Amy Morris of our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. First things first, Amy, why would they be taking a pay cut?
Well, because they wouldn't be able to collect their civilian federal pay while they serve in uniform. Depending on what their federal job is, and their time in the Guard or the Reserve, chances are they'll be taking a hit when they leave their civilian job to serve in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. And now there's talk of deployment on the border with Mexico. So this could actually serve as incentive to keep feds who are serving in the Guard and Reserves.
So this is changing then?
Yes. The Office of Personnel Management notified all the agencies that whenever their employees are mobilized, they are entitled to two things. First, they are guaranteed a job when they return from their mobilization. That's very important. Second, they'll be provided what's called a supplemental payment that's equal to the difference between their civilian pay and their military pay. So here's your example. If you're making, say, $75,000 a year as a civilian Fed, but as a reservist, you're only going to be making $40,000, then you'll get that supplemental income of $35,000.
So when does this take effect?
Now. It's called the Omnibus Appropriations Act. HR officers at all the agencies should be aware of it by now. But the problem is setting it up and getting it going is going to be easier said than done because most civilians are paid biweekly. The military tends to pay monthly. And officials want to be sure that the feds are paid their differential and that they're not overpaid. But it is official as of now.
Have a great weekend, Amy.